As Alaska's summer starts to slide toward fall, concern is growing for sheltering the increasing numbers of homeless citizens in Anchorage on cold nights. Ellen Kersnack is the Community Relations Coordinator for Catholic Social Services, the agency that runs the Brother Francis Shelter in the city. Beans Cafe is across a parking lot from Brother Francis. Kersnack says Beans is a day shelter and serves breakfast and lunch. Brother Francis handles the evening meal and provides a safe place to sleep, but often more beds are needed, and Beans has provided sleeping space. Federal money that was administered by the municipality of Anchorage has dried up, and without it, Kersnack says, the overflow numbers of homeless who need a bed on cold nights won't be able to sleep at Beans.
So what we do at Brother Francis is we pay for a staff person to go over to Beans, and we pay Beans to utilize the space at night. So we utilize these funds through the muni that were federal funds that were passed through. So we utilize that money to pay a staff person to go over and be the supervisor, essentially, and to pay Beans for the use of the space.
How much money are we talking about that's needed?
$71,000. We utilize that for two winters. So it's pretty economical. I mean, when you think about how many people have been housed there during the winter months at night.
How has the need changed in the last 5 to 10 years? What are you seeing?
Well, our numbers are certainly up. They're up this fiscal year. We're up to, just this past fiscal year, 3,700 plus. So that's quite a few individuals. That's unduplicated individuals. We attribute that to the cost of housing in Anchorage. People come in from all over the state. They come in from the lower 48, and the individuals homeless in Anchorage has really increased tremendously over the last 5 years.
So you've been spending about $35,000, maybe a little more than that, per season to help house these overflow people in need. What happened to that funding that you were getting?
The federal funding that the municipality had to distribute in this manner has gone away. We have not had a chance to meet with the muni yet to discuss it in detail so that we can have a plan for this winter. But that's a grave concern of ours because we're unable to continue to operate the overflow, which has a maximum capacity of 124 people. And again, we utilize this space from October through May. So we are very concerned about what will happen to those people if that funding goes away. And so there's not a good plan coming up for winter. And it's, you know, I don't know what the temperature was last night, but it can get cold in August. So it can be an immediate problem, but certainly a problem in a month from now.
Ellen Kersnack is the Community Relations Coordinator for Catholic Social Services. Anchorage Health and Human Services Director Janet Wittmeyer says the problem of coming up with shelter funding for Anchorage's homeless citizens is not a new topic. Wittmeyer says there are others in the community who have volunteered to provide services that Catholic Social Services would normally have to pay for. She declined to name who those volunteer organizations are. If overflow shelter is not available at Beans Cafe this winter, homeless people would have to leave the area of Brother Francis and Beans to find warm beds on cold nights in other parts of the city. Transportation is not provided by any entity at this point. Wittmeyer says people seem to figure it out.
Oh, I guess I can answer that with, we have people that stay at like Gospel Rescue Mission, and that's not in that area. So somehow they find a way to find a warm place to sleep at night.
Wittmeyer says the mayor considers the issue of safe shelter for the homeless a priority, but a meeting with organizers who advocate for the poor, including Catholic Social Services, has not yet been scheduled.